This is Sina Bazilahicky talking with Hernan Lopez of Alias Coffee, a local coffee roaster based in Troy. Alias recently got attention in the Times Union for its unique business partnership with 518 Craft and Prima Botanica Chocolate Company. So welcome to the show, Hernan.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here, Sina.
So first, can you tell us a little bit about Alias Coffee?
So Alias Coffee has only been in existence for about four and a half months. I was working in a Stacks Espresso, but I've been waiting for this opportunity to open up my own company. And I was doing pop-ups with Oliver from Prima Botanica during the summer because we were unemployed. Stacks had closed because of the pandemic. So we took this opportunity to work together and decided that I could make this into more of a full-time operation. And I just went ahead and did it after working the summer with Oliver.
And so what were some of those challenges of opening an espresso bar in the middle of the pandemic?
The main challenge was finding a location. So in a sense, I was lucky to be able to find 518 Craft and find Jeremy that was willing to share space. So here we have, the idea was to have three companies sharing space, obviously contributing to the rent. So that made it easier right off the bat to work there, to move in there. Yes, we were sharing space, so it made it easier to start the business without having to get a place on my own. That would be a lot more expensive, and you would have to put up a security deposit and wait for a build-out, which is key. A lot of times it takes months to get the build-out done, and there are permits that are you have to get, plumbing permits, electrical permits, and inspections, and all that is time-consuming and time-sensitive. So before you know it, 6 months have passed, and you're still not open but paying rent. So I was able to sidestep all of that just by moving into this space that was already an existing business.
Collaboration is the foundation of the business that you have right now. But of course, it's also, as the Times Union noted, you know, it brings its own challenges. So what advice would you give to other makers who want to pursue a collaborative enterprise?
The main challenge is dealing with other business owners. There has to be some synergy to begin with. You can't just move in there and not get along with the other business owners. That is key. I mean, in any relationship, you have to like and get along with the person, obviously. So I have a good relationship with Oliver because we worked together during the summer. We work well, and we wanted to grow the businesses together. So there was synergy there, and we got along fine. It was great. So then we introduced another factor, which was 518 Craft and Jeremy, and it's worked out. It's been good. We've gotten we get along. We work well together. There has been nothing negative, really. So we were lucky because a lot of times walking into a partnership can be hit or miss.
Yeah. Good communication and synergy, that's really essential in these kind of collaborations. So I'm glad that you guys have that. A goal of yours is to sustainably source coffee and provide above wages for your farmers. So where are you sourcing your coffee and what are these principles? And can you talk about how you're implementing that in your business model?
Okay, so the idea for me is to be able to give back to the farmers. Without the farmers, we would not be able to offer this exceptional specialty coffee, and nobody else would. Nobody else would be able to. So a lot of times the farmers are left behind. Big companies come in and buy coffee wholesale and then bring down the prices, so they in turn can sell it for a high price. So my idea is to make a small contribution by paying them a better price for their beans. So we buy beans per pound, and the C market is hovering around $1 for a pound of coffee, which is absurd. That is not a living wage. A lot of farmers will not be able to pay for their crops and survive. So if you pay them a better price for their beans. They can have a better standard of living, provide a better standard of living for their children, their families, and be able to grow as a business, be able to grow the farm. So when you have these relationships, you help each other because they are going to put more love into their coffee, into their land, into the product. So I have, I'm obtaining coffee at the moment from Urbania Coffee Importers. They're based out of Illinois. They're a small outfit and they have coffee from Colombia and Brazil at the moment. They have this direct relationship with the farms where they go out and visit the farms and they buy their lots directly without having to go through a third party. And they import the lots themselves. So they're able to offer them a higher price, which they pass on to us, the roasters who are buying that coffee. And that just guarantees a better product. Everybody is trying to provide the best product or service as possible to benefit, right? It's to everybody's interest to have a good product.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of people don't actually realize the cup of coffee that they buy every day, what really goes into it. So,
exactly.
Right? I mean, it's not only you, the coffee roaster, it's the supplier in Illinois. It's the person who picks it and dries it and transports it. I mean, it's pretty absurd to think just how little we pay for our coffee, isn't it? I mean, with all that goes into it.
It is, exactly, yeah.
And often it's not a year-round crop. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. In certain countries, there's just one crop. In a lot of countries, there's just one crop, one season. And in other countries, there may be two. In Colombia, there's a main one and a second crop, which is a lesser amount of coffee. But in other countries, it's just one.
What do you think is really important for customers of coffee and customers of your shop to understand about the work that you're doing?
To me, the most important thing that I want to portray to people is that I love what I do. I love the coffee that I provide, that I make, that I roast, that I serve. And I put a lot of effort and a lot of passion and a lot of love towards it. And that's why I want to make my living out of that, providing and sharing good coffee with the community. And it's just about sharing and loving what you do.
And what is your favorite way to drink a coffee?
I like espresso.
With sugar or without?
No sugar.
How can we find you?
You can find me at 200 Broadway in Troy, New York. That's my shop. My Instagram account is Elias Coffee NY, and I'm also Albany Coffee.
And when we visit, you can get more than just a cup of coffee, right? I see you also have some Montreal-style bagels.
Oh, yeah. Right now, our Sunday program is we have bagels. Bagels from Montreal.
What is Martha's a Montreal bagel?
Yeah, Montreal-style bagels from Martha's Bagel Project. I also sell my bags of coffee at the shop. We are growing. We're bringing in more items. I'm trying to source more coffee from other parts of the world as well.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Hernan Lopez, for speaking with me. We're looking forward to having a cup of coffee at your shop, Elias Coffee.
Thank you, Sina. Hope to see you there soon.
No, you will.